It's Friday, the 6th of December, as Mr. Wren duly disposes of an intruder just above my head. It's an absolutely gorgeous morning. It's cold, probably about 0 degrees, minus one maybe, but it'd been a dry frost. The skies had cleared last evening. Looking out the door at 10:30 p.m. last night, I could see, well, not all the stars, but virtually all the stars above me. And with no moisture in the air, I don't need to scrape the car this morning. Windscreens are all clear, but it is frosty. But what a morning. It's so calm still, and the sun is climbing somewhere below roof lines, and will be for a wee bit yet, but it's lighting the sky up just now, and it's like a bright blue sea with dusty pink clouds, very, very light clouds and patchy. Oh, what beautiful colours. So it's like one of those watercolour paintings people do. I see by looking at the big tree to the west side of the house, there is no leaves, or there are no leaves. Are no leaves left. That heavy wind the other day, there must have taken them all off. Can't see one. An intruding blackbird swooped down and grabbed a wee bit of bread from the ground just as Mrs. Blackbird spotted him. And he took off, and I don't know if he picked it up, but he flew right by my hand in the mic. Off with his... what's that word? Booty. Huh. Oh well, at least the brain's working a wee bit this morning. There is actually loads of activity going on in the garden. Most of it done in silence. But there are loads of birds everywhere. I can see them in the pine trees. I can hear wee Mr. Wren off to the right. Something bugging him. Probably another intruder. Here he comes, he's coming all the way around. So it's a beautiful morning. Absolutely so peaceful and then again, a tragic morning, of course, because that wonderful, wonderful man, Nelson Mandela, who has died. Oh, man. I don't listen to news now. I've stopped listening to news for the past 5 or 6 weeks. I want to catch what I inadvertently catch, if you know what I mean. But it was something by Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog this morning, that drew my attention to the fact that Mandiba had in fact died. So there's going to be an awful lot of mourning in the world, and I don't just mean in Africa. What a great man. be quite poignant the next time we're in Glasgow, because we invariably pass a road. It's just a short road right in the heart of Glasgow, right in the metropolis of shopping in Buchanan Street. There's a road, short road that joins, and it's called Nelson Mandela Place. And I'll never ever think the same again now that it catches your eye, the sign, you know, because it's such a strange thing to see in Glasgow. Or maybe not so strange, I suppose, but you know what I mean. Do you know the Scots names going on? There's Nelson Mandela Place. Yeah, there'll be a lot of grieving and mourning this morning. I wonder if the woodpecker will return today. Was there yesterday, hopping bit by bit up the silver birch tree in the garden. And I called my wife to come and see it. And fortunately enough, it stayed there long enough for her to have a good look. So now she knows what it looks like. Oh, a gorgeous bird you have in your garden.